It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
103.7 KISS FM, Ali and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios.
Good morning, buenos dias, ¿cómo estamos? How we doing?
Good, it's Monday morning.
Yes.
A little chaotic right now, and I don't know why.
There's just extra energy in the atmosphere.
A little too much extra energy for me. Good morning.
Hello.
Hey.
Yeah, DZ, I'm sorry. I brought my children.
Man, it's never a problem with me.
What, Hudson?
Hello.
Hi, how are you guys?
Tell them about what the Kardashians said last night.
No, I'm not.
No.
Hudson and I were watching the Kardashians. Nobody cares. They can watch it on their own on Hulu, honey. And we're not allowed to say it on the air anyway.
Yeah.
It was inappropriate.
Yeah.
It was inappropriate, and we're not going to go there.
Nah.
But I let them come with me today because it's quote unquote Columbus Day.
Indigenous Peoples
Day. Thank you. I was rolling my eyes
you
as I
know.
Said that. I'm with you.
Well, I got to correct my own vernacular because I be saying Columbus Day all the time.
It's just so
it's
outdated.
How we grew up.
It's so outdated.
It is.
You guys understand that, right? We'll have a history lesson another day.
Yeah.
But DZ and I coming up next, we're going to tell you what we did this weekend because
it was a lot. So
I
much.
Got to visit your house.
You did.
I went to a wedding.
Ooh.
The Kardashians.
No, we're not talking about the Kardashians.
Don't get your mic turned off, man.
Seriously, turn it off.
No.
Sorry. Try again.
Next.
Next. Coming up next, tell us something cool you did this weekend. I can't wait to hear what you did too, DZ.
I got you.
All right, good. It's next. 103.7 KISS FM. Good morning. It's Monday. Ugh. 103.7 KISS FM. How do you feel about Allie normally versus Mom Allie when we're on the radio?
I don't feel like it's much different. It's just like...
Oh, I'm still crazy no. either way?
Yes.
I'm nuts either way.
See, thank you. Exactly. No.
Okay, good.
You just like got like split attention when you with the boys. And obviously so. I mean, you got two boys.
They're old enough now, though, that they should be self-sufficient in here. They've been to this radio station enough times.
Have you never heard the saying, boys will be boys? That don't change.
I have.
That don't change, Mama
I
Bear.
I have. It's 103.7 KISS FM. So, by the way, we have Chelsea Handler tickets at 7:45.
BT Dubs.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
That's happening. But a lot went on this weekend. And every Monday morning around this time, we talk about something cool we did over the weekend.
Yeah.
I had a wedding. I went to Janesville. First time ever in Janesville, Wisconsin.
Yeah.
It was great.
It was nice.
Congrats to Jake and Katie. They're married. They heard everything we said about them on Friday and thought it was funny.
Of course they listened.
But they, Jake used to work at the radio station with us. So
that's the homie.
You know him and I know him. And it was a great, I got to MC them and introduce them and say, no, coming in, Mr. and Mrs. But I switched it. I go, Mrs. and Mr.
Ooh, got him. Got him.
So my weekend was awesome because I had that wedding on Friday night. What about you? What'd you do?
I did too much. I don't even know what I want to share. Honestly.
Yesterday I was at your house.
You did come to the crib yesterday. We had our diaper drive. Yeah.
How was the diaper party?
That was good. It was nice. We saw a lot of friends that we hadn't seen in quite some time.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And it was good. And an overwhelming amount of people inside the house.
Mm-hmm.
Inside, outside. I was like, ooh, there's people everywhere. Right? That's how
there
you know you
old. There was a lot
old.
Of people at your your house. That's good.
Do you know how you know you old?
Sammy was there, of course.
Of course, your
child was there.
Naturally.
Owen, tell him what you said about Sammy.
I can't believe he can already make full sentences. Before we know it, he's going to start invading alien races.
He's that smart. Yeah, you ain't wrong.
It's serious. We got in the car, and Owen goes, Sammy's freaking me out. He's freaking me out because he's putting together full sentences and stuff. And I was like, it happens fast.
We noticed it recently, too, Owen. And we went, what is going on?
Yeah.
All of a sudden, this man just big speaking.
Mm-hmm. He also lied to me. I asked, hey, Sammy, can the helicopter fly? He said no. But then when mommy came over, the helicopter started flying. So he lied to me.
He finessed you.
Mm-hmm. He's two, Owen. He's allowed to lie. I don't think he knew what he was saying.
He is a very smart kid. He knows what he's saying.
He's smart like you, of course. Yeah. You think DZ and I have dumb kids? Hello?
Come on,
hello.
Look at us. Nah.
Look at us.
Nah.
Look at us.
We're the dumb ones, not our kids.
Ding, 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 ding. What did you do, though, this weekend? What else?
Okay, so honestly, like, that was fun. That was great. But I think my favorite part of the weekend was we went to Monster Truck Wars.
Oh, what is that?
They had it over at the State Fairgrounds.
Okay.
In, like, the cattle barn. I ain't gonna lie. It was wild.
Oh, that's where I've seen stuff in the cattle barn.
They got shows. That's not just cattle shows.
They did stuff during the fair in there.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
So it was Monster Truck Wars. They had a whole bunch of different trucks. Sammy just out here, his cuteness overload was overwhelming people. He got plenty free stuff. Like, it was a great time. We got to see some trucks. They let me in a truck.
What?
I saw
the pictures.
I got to sit inside of a monster truck. The one thing I've wanted to do for, like, my whole life.
That's cool.
I've gotten to see him before because my brother-in-law works there. Like,
I was going to say, your brother works for him, right?
Exactly. He's a mechanic. He's a handyman. He's an all-around guy. I almost watched him get crushed this weekend. It was a lot. It was an emotional overload. It was overwhelming.
Yeah. Yes, yes, yes. Sorry. I could hear someone touching the microphone. I got distracted there. So DZ did monster trucks.
Yep.
I had a wedding in Janesville. Mm-hmm. Hudson, tell everyone what you and Owen did this weekend.
We made s'mores. And guess what? Our dad did the most shaming thing ever.
What?
He gave us a limit.
A limit on what?
He said we could only have two s'mores.
That was what Hudson said when he got home from his dad. He said, can you believe they only let us have two? And I go, yes, I can. Yeah. You don't need more than two s'mores. He goes, but there was so many more, Mom. I go, it doesn't mean you need to eat them all.
Yeah.
Just because there's a full cake doesn't mean it has to be eaten, Hudson.
Yeah, that's something I had to learn, man. And honestly, I would have capped out at three, though. Three s'mores seems like good. I mean, two, come on. Yeah, come on. Let me get the third.
But to be realistic, our stepbrother hadn't had one. Had one s'more.
And
at
you
all?
Guys were eating them all. No wonder
we
you got
tried.
Cut off.
We tried.
We were at my friend Carrie's this summer having a bonfire in her backyard in West Dallas. And Hudson ate the s'mores until they were gone, which means he had about 15.
Oh.
And I kept saying, stop. What? I kept saying, stop. And she kept going, it's okay. You know how your friends let your kids do anything?
Fine. They're kids.
So now his expectation is that he gets 15 s'mores every time we have s'mores. And I'm like, that's not real.
No.
That's inappropriate.
That's not real. That's not healthy.
That's not healthy.
Yeah, Papa.
Not at
Carrie
all.
Carrie lets me, so I will.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. 414-533-1037. Tell us something cool you did this weekend. It sounds like everybody had a full weekend.
Very.
Owen and Hudson stole s'mores from their stepbrother. DZ had a party.
Yeah.
And got in a monster truck. I can't wait to hear what everybody else did next. 103.7 KISS FM. Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. So we are talking about something cool we did this weekend.
Jam-packed weekend.
It was very, very busy, which is funny how fall tends to almost be as busy as summer at times.
And I feel like we were just saying, like, oh man, summer's ending, man.
It's gonna slow down.
No, it's not. We had a bonfire last night for no reason.
October's insane.
Yeah, no,
you know
it picks
what
up.
I mean?
It picks up.
October's busy.
Well, holiday season hits, and then you go, oh, it's about to slow down. No, it's not. Nope. Holiday season, baby.
And you want to be in the house all weekend. Then I remember I haven't done anything at any pumpkin patches. I haven't done anything. In fact, Sean's in West Bend. I want to go to him first. He got his theme song last week. He picked Little Boo Thing, which makes me so happy. Sean in West Bend. Good morning.
Morning, everybody.
Hey.
You did something very fall-esque over the weekend. Tell
everyone. You did?
Yes.
So my wife's aunt and uncle have their own version of Apple Fest. So her uncle's retired and just picks a mess of apples. And we juiced about 200 gallons of apples. What? Turns on the apple grinder, and that thing is no joke.
Oh, I've never seen an apple grinder. Not up to par on that thing.
This man said 200. Oh my God. What did I just hear him say?
Did he hand pick those apples?
Had to have.
I don't know how many people actually help him, but my wife said that he typically does most of it on his own.
And then what does he do with the juice?
So we have there's 50 people there. So I think after they split it all up, it was 13 gallons of juice per family
per household.
Per household?
Yeah. I'm making apple cider. Jeez. I'm making apple. Yeah, come on now. You already know.
Yeah, I don't even have enough room in my freezer to store all that right now.
I bet.
I'm trying to clear room.
Wow.
Me Googling how to ferment apples.
How to ferment and then sell apples. Yeah. Hello. Hey, Sean, thanks for calling and sharing something very fall-esque with us.
Very.
All right, have a good day, guys.
Bye. You too, man. Later.
Apple Fest, he said.
Jeez, man. 200 gallons.
Amanda's calling from Racine this morning. Amanda.
Turn number one.
Hey.
Blowing out eardrums this morning.
Blowing out eardrums this morning.
Amanda, when I answer the phone, has kissed so loud, which is a good thing.
Cranked it.
That I have to pull the phone away from my ear sometimes.
I'm mad at it.
Amanda, good morning.
Good morning.
What'd you do this weekend?
So this was the first time we did this, but Home Depot, every first Saturday of the month, they have the kids build something.
Oh, yeah,
This was Savannah's first time. Yeah, she built an airplane.
Aw.
That's so cool.
Okay, I'm embarrassed to say I never... Hudson, we're talking right now. This is just like me, my children.
Listen to this.
Hudson, listen to this, Amanda said. I never took Owen and Hudson to do the Home Depot thing on Saturday morning. Their entire little childhoods. I should have, and I never did it.
There's always a good time to start. I mean, now they're handy.
Yeah,
they can build. Now they can use actual hammers and stuff.
You want to go to Home Depot on Saturday?
Hey, I'm with the kids.
Yeah, I do.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean...
My life is Home Depot.
I don't know about that.
I mean, he's in a flannel. I believe him.
He is in a flannel.
Dog,
enable the Home Depot theme. That is just peakness. Fiction.
Okay,
no, honestly, Sammy's too young for that still. He just throws stuff around
and
just have fun.
Too, but,
you know what I mean? But they just have fun doing it, so we want to take them.
Yeah.
You know? But then that's something you could do as they get older, mm-hmm. as they get better. They'll have little toolboxes, birdhouses.
I'm never too old either, because I'm 33 and learning. I don't even know how to do a hammer and nail. So I'm learning with everybody.
Amanda said, I also participated in the workshop.
Very nice.
Mom mainly did it.
Well, I'm glad Savannah went, and I'm glad she threw everything like DZ's kid would too if they went.
Yeah, it was great.
We'll talk to you later, Amanda.
Have a good day.
Bye.
All right, Ryan, last but not least, is calling from Calabama.
You can take it, Caldonia.
Good morning, good morning. Hey. Happy Monday.
Hey, yo, happy Tuesday.
Hudson?
I wish it was Tuesday.
Say hi to Ryan, Hudson.
Hello.
Hello, sir. How are you?
Good. What up, Ryan?
What up?
What'd you do this weekend, Ryan?
Talk to us.
It was pumpkin farm weekend.
It was. Which one did you pick to go to? Which pumpkin farm?
We went to Waldvogel's up in Juneau, Wisconsin.
Oh.
You took a
hike.
That
one I was talking about? Man. Yeah. But that's worth the hike. I will gladly go to that one.
They're all in the middle of nowhere, if you ask me, my opinion, you know?
But going up all the way to Juneau. He said that one's the best, though.
Yeah.
How long did it take you to get there from here?
Hour and a half.
From Caldonia? Why didn't you just go to one near you?
My man's past 15.
Ew, gross.
An hour and a half to get to a pumpkin farm when they're literally everywhere.
He said, I don't want to go to my neighbor.
When I got one 2 minutes up the road that stinks and smells funny, no way.
I got one of those in New Berlin. I love it. It's in and out, baby. In and out.
No.
Ryan talking trash about his cousin's pumpkin farm right now.
I am. Don't be judging me. this one's got a stinging tractor.
There's cool features. You can't be mad at
that. Yeah, there's awesome features there that kids are actually all for. So.
It works for you. Yeah. I get it.
Take a road trip.
Nice. So Ryan did the pumpkin farm. Sean did Apple Fest. Mm-hmm. Amanda did the Home Depot Saturday morning kids building. You got in a monster truck. I went to a wedding. Somebody texted in and said they went to the Sip and Stroll in downtown Kenosha on Saturday.
Fire.
And they accidentally crashed a memorial service.
Not as fire.
Oh, my. That's awkward.
Yikes.
Awkward.
You got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do? On Kiss FM.
So DZ, the problem today comes from a girl who met a guy, and he's great, except for one thing.
What's the one thing?
One little thing.
Minor details.
He's great, except he's really corny. I had to bring this one up because somebody posted this on Facebook on Are We Dating the Same Guy?
Okay.
And she said on the post, I met this guy. He's fantastic. He's everything a woman dreams of. But there's one thing that bugs me. It's his jokes. They really just aren't funny to the point where it's becoming a turnoff. So, DZ, the question is, what would you do if this was the case? You met a guy, there's no red flags, he seems to be a good guy, but his jokes and his corniness are turning you off.
Right.
Is that a deal breaker? Would you continue to date the guy?
Honestly, this sounds terrible because I'm a very corny individual.
I know.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah, dad jokes on deck, and that's just how I've always been. I've never had a problem with it.
But you're funny. Sense of humor is a very important thing. Mm-hmm. And if your senses of humors don't match up, you can do dad jokes the right way.
I guess.
You can do corny jokes if you're funny.
You could be corny and be cool.
Unless you're just a corny person telling a corny joke, and now you're not funny at all.
Oh,
some people can't deliver them.
Right. Some people are just corny.
Yeah. Right?
Not cool corny, just corny.
Corny.
Right? Yeah. I mean, there's cornball behavior. I feel that, but then maybe, yeah, you do got to cut it.
Yeah.
If he's perfect, all things green, except for the fact that he's corny and you're not about that life, you're not feeling it. It's, lack of a better word, a turnoff?
Yeah.
That's not for you then.
I would be turned off. I didn't think he was funny. If I thought he was dorky and his jokes were too much, I'd be like, oof, well, this is not a match. Just because you're a nice guy doesn't mean I'm supposed to think you're funny.
You could be nice, you could be handsome, you could be dedicated, you could be whatever. But if your corniness supersedes all that, I could see that being a problem. I don't know.
He needs to find someone who thinks he's funny.
I'd love to say give it a chance because you never know. And especially corniness, a man's corniness is never going to go anywhere.
No.
I'll tell you right here, right now, y'all, we are all corny. Very corny. We're
in
lame.
Our own way.
We're nerdy. Everybody got some type of nerdiness to him. And you're just like, man, you're such a weirdo. My wife tells me all the time, you're just so...
Weird and corny are not the same, though. Corny is a turnoff. Weird can be cool. Weird can be cool. Corny is not.
They're all in the same wheelhouse for me. I'm thinking that she's just not about his joke style, his lifestyle, which means they're not going to match up later in life. But what I will say, though, is the one that got away might be him when later on she realizes that everybody's just as corny as he was, and he might have been the better catch. If all signs are green, I'd love to say, give it a chance.
Yeah.
It might grow on you, or maybe you just don't understand him yet. Yeah. But if you're already turned off and y'all not, no dating, no nothing involved.
Personalities are so important.
Don't waste your time. If you're already turned off now, don't waste your time.
I think it's bad enough when people go, well, I'm not physically attracted to them, so I'm not going to give it a chance and get to know them. At this point, she's kind of gotten to know him and the personality is an issue, right? Mm-hmm. And it just goes to show that just because someone's a great person, it doesn't mean you should be with them. Or it doesn't mean you should fall in love with them or it's a match. Just because you could introduce me to 10 nice guys, it doesn't mean there's going to be a love connection, right?
I wish.
And it doesn't mean the sense of humors are going to match.
No, true. I wish it was going to be different. She sounds really picky.
Yeah.
She sounds like she's like, everything's perfect. I would actually, probably love him if he wasn't corny.
If
he wasn't a dork. Like, what? I wish I'd tell her, just give it a chance. You might like it and it'll grow on you. But I just don't think, I think that's going to be a waste of time. But somebody might say that. Somebody might agree. I don't know.
Somebody texted in and said, depending on the length of the relationship, he could just feel nervous about trying to be humorous around her because he thinks that's what she wants. Well, but see, trying too hard is also an issue.
Yeah.
If you're not being yourself and comfortable, you're already heading towards Hot Mess Express.
Bad idea, man.
Yeah, putting on a show is never going to work in the end. Usually it's the ones you feel comfortable with. 414-533-1037. DZ says, give it a chance.
I'm going with give it a chance. You never know.
Yeah.
It might grow on you. You know what I'm saying? Because otherwise you're wasting your time.
Mm-hmm.
If all signs are green, give it a green chance. Let it grow. You never know what kind of things will flourish.
True. All right, we're going to take your calls and your texts next.
You got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do? On Kiss FM.
So this morning we're talking about a woman who says she's met a guy that there are no red flags. He seems like a great guy. The only thing bugging her is how corny he gets and how not funny he is when he tells jokes.
I gotta be honest, it's a little annoying.
It's coming to turn off.
Now that I'm thinking about it, I'm annoyed with this situation.
Why?
Because you could be perfect. You could be great. You could literally, according to this person, have mm-hmm. zero red flags.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody's still going to find something wrong with you to go,
I'm saying it's better it's the personality than the looks. I'm saying it's less shallow if you're at least saying that it's, you know, the personality you don't like, the jokes.
Right.
I'm saying it could be worse if she was going, he's ugly. He's not tall enough. She's not saying any of that. She's saying it's his personality, which is actually nicer than saying.
Really?
Yeah, because that's what matters at the end of the day is that's the person you have to sit around and laugh with, tell stories with.
Uh-huh.
Imagine if you and Erin had different senses of humor, and every time you made a joke, she like rolled her eyes.
She does.
Okay, then go for it, girl. Apparently, this is normal.
Half the time, she's like, what are you talking about, you goofball?
Well, I always joke that usually when I'm dating someone, they're funnier in the beginning.
Yeah.
And then you're like married to them or in a relationship, you roll your eyes.
Oh, yeah, because it becomes routine.
But
when you realize the nerdy, goofy guy, that's like cool half the time is just always nerdy and goofy and only cool half the time. You married that guy. You thought it was going to be just peaches? No, you married a goofball.
Fair enough.
You got to live with it.
Fair enough.
He's corny. You got to live with it.
Lori's in Cedarburg. She says she has an interesting point of view, so I want to hear all about it this morning. Good morning, Lori. Let's pull up your theme song. Hey, girl.
Morning.
What do you think?
I have a really weird, warped, dark sense of humor just because of what I've worked in with security in the police field.
Yeah.
So I'm come off really corny to people, and depending on how long she's been in this relationship, I'd say if it's a newer one, give it a chance. If it's an old, or she's been with him a while and it's really starting to grow on her and bug her, I'd say, yeah, let him know.
Ha. Mm. Huh. All right. So you're going to tell him he's not funny. Is that what we're saying?
Kind of.
No way.
A little bit.
No way.
Well, not like in a mean way, but just.
How do you say that in a nice way? You're not funny enough for me? I'm funnier than you?
Relationships have ended for less. Honestly.
Well, and then I thought of a funny drinking game this morning with how many times you guys said corny. I could have a nice buzz on right now if I took a shot every time you said it.
Ah.
We said corny a lot. Corny.
Corny. You better swing by the liquor store. It's open. It's Wisconsin. There's bars open. It's after 7.
Oh, come on. Yeah. Clementine and baby open at 6 a.m. What you talking about?
All right. So Lori says.
Lori's saying it depends. Because what she advised was, listen, if it's a new relationship, really give it a chance.
Yeah.
Don't cut it too soon. You don't know what could come from it. But if you've been dating a little bit, just a little bit, and you're now realizing that corniness is setting in and you don't like it, you might have to break off, ma.
That's fair. Lori, thank you for calling.
All right, have a good day.
Owen, what's your opinion? She's dating a guy. There's no red flags, but he's just not funny. Should she keep dating him?
Think long and hard.
We're
it's
on the
it's
radio.
A complex answer.
You have to talk.
Date him or leave him. What would you do, Owen?
All right, Owen doesn't have an opinion,
nope.
I guess.
No. Ain't decided.
Nope. You really don't care. You meet someone, they're not funny.
I'm an undecided voter.
There you go.
All okay.
Right. Undecided, right. Do you?
Undecided.
That's also acceptable.
Whatever he says. You say give it a shot, I say run.
Yeah, I say give it a shot. You never know what's going to come from it. You might enjoy it.
That's true. All right, well, we're going to have Chelsea Handler tickets, by the way, coming up at 7:45. And we might as well enjoy the brand new Olivia Rodrigo this morning. Here's Bad Idea, Right? 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios.
Good morning.
Happy Monday. Oh, good morning.
Yeah.
Why are you here today?
Because you let us.
That's valid answer.
Fair enough. No school. Not everybody's off school. MPS is in today, right?
No. My wife still works. MPS does not get Indigenous
That's what
people's
I mean.
Day off.
You guys are, MPS is on.
MPS
though.
Is on at school.
Yes. These boys in the burbs were not. and they were off for, well, they don't say Columbus Day anymore.
No.
They say for teachers, blah, blah, blah.
Quote unquote, whatever day.
Yeah, that's fine. But Owen and Hudson wanted to come in since they rarely get a day off school.
Mm-hmm.
And And they've been dying to tell this story on the air, DZ, about their weekend.
They've been dying.
They're dying.
Hudson has been dying.
Hudson has been dying, the 10-year-old. Hudson, do you want to share the story, the crazy story that happened to you this weekend?
Yeah.
Go ahead. What happened?
Basically, so, like I already told everyone, we made s'mores.
I already told everyone, he said.
Yeah.
Some people maybe didn't hear. You made s'mores.
Basically, when my dad got the firewood and was coming back to our house.
For the s'mores, yeah.
For the s'mores.
Turns out there was like a mom and a baby mice.
No. No. Where?
And they got out of the wood and they were just in my dad's car.
Oh, no, 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 no.
They were in my dad's car. And then the next morning, we got them in. We put like a little trap in like a shoebox and we got them.
Oh, y'all got them?
So your dad went and got firewood this weekend to make s'mores and he somehow ended up with two mice in the car.
Yeah, baby, nightmare.
That is my nightmare. Yes, Owen. Yes.
Can I actually clip the story? So the mouse. The mouse, the older one, wants to clear up the story.
Let me give you a little more context.
The only one in the car. The mice, we found out, were in the firewood when we almost put them in the fire. So we took a shoebox. We put we took all the baby mice and put them into the shoebox. And then later that night, we put our cat into the car to see if she could get the mice.
Find
but
them.
They put the cat in the car.
That's kind of smart,
she
actually.
She found it. But it was under the seat, so she couldn't get it.
That's a smart move. Your dad was smart.
Yeah, that was impressive.
They put the cat in to find the mice.
Actually, it was my stepbrother's plan.
Your stepbrother's smarter than your dad. Tell him I said that.
they actually have a huge rivalry, so my stepbrother would love that.
that he did better than dad.
You always want to be smarter than pops, no?
Obviously.
Come on, that's the whole point.
That is genius, though, that they put the cat in the car.
Yeah, that's very smart.
So how did is the mouse out of your dad's car now?
Yeah.
Is that why dad asked me to come get you? Because nobody wanted to get in the car?
I wouldn't be in the car. I'd be getting a brand new car. I don't care.
I would too.
Nah.
I'd be screaming.
I need to trade this car in. Why? There's a mouse in it somewhere. I don't even know.
I wouldn't even want to make the s'mores with the wood.
Nope.
I'd be like, get rid of the wood.
I no longer eat s'mores now.
DZ, I'd burn the whole car.
Dog, it's over.
Burn the whole car.
Arson. ASAP.
It's over. Drop the matches in. Burn it to the ground.
He's not wrong.
Hudson, enough with the burning.
It's over.
Isn't there gas inside the car?
Uh-oh.
Let's stop now with our fantasies, kids. That was fun for a minute, but
JK.
Burn it to the ground.
Enough. Okay, so that was the story Owen and Hudson couldn't wait to tell you. Coming up next for Am I the Jerk? Involves a real issue.
Why are you laughing?
Because I can't. I can't help it. It's
a real issue, but why is it funny?
I found a really funny story on the internet.
AKA at elementary school.
Uh-huh.
I can't wait to read this, Am I the Jerk? Written by possibly a fifth or sixth grader.
Maybe.
Just wait for this one, everybody. It's coming up next.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Well... Today's Am I the Jerk comes from a sixth grader, I heard.
Mm-hmm.
Which means the lines are open to all ages today.
That's right. It's a family, Am I the Jerk?
It is. Zero to 100. You can call in today and give your input on Am I the Jerk? Not you, though, Hudson. Sorry. Here's what it says. Am I the jerk for catfishing my friend? Hey, Owen. I heard this came straight out of sixth grade. Did you hear this?
Excuse me.
He said, no, never heard this.
He said, no, wink, I don't know what you're talking about.
DZ, I might have gotten this idea from stories I heard about, sixth grade.
Something going on in school.
Allie and DZ, hi, my thing.
Can we even go get through this?
I can't even read it. Allie and DZ, my name is... Matholomule, is that right?
Yeah.
Is that the name you gave it, Owen?
Is this the anonymous program? Matholomule?
Matholomule is the anonymous one. Bet. Anonymous. So my name is Matholomule, and I have an interesting story for Am I the Jerk. One of my friends just went into Snapchat, made a fake account, and then pretended to be a girl. Ooh. I thought I was in a real relationship with that girl, and that I thought I knew, but it turned out to be one of my friends, Marty, fake catfishing me. And I found out when I looked at his fake Snap score, he told me he found the images somewhere on the internet and he lied about this girl living by his house.
Ooh.
I was extremely mad at him, but I also laughed about it with my friends. So is Marty the jerk for catfishing me as a joke?
Marty, my Yikes. Boy. Oh, the dramas of sixth grade.
Matholomew
wants to know if you're a jerk.
Mm-hmm.
His friend catfished him basically on Snapchat and made him think he was dating a girl that didn't exist.
That's a little bogus.
I think that is so whack.
That's a little bogus.
But Owen didn't think it was whack when we talked about this. And I said, Owen, that's mean. What do you think? Tell the truth. Don't use my, I'm not trying to convince you. Tell truly what your first thought was.
My first thought is that it's a joke. Jokes are, my mom doesn't understand what a joke is.
And also
because, like, I've never been on Snapchat, so I don't really know how much this happens, how much people would expect this. So.
That's good. You shouldn't be on Snapchat. You're in sixth grade.
That's true.
However, you will be one day. However, to me, I feel like convincing someone they're in love with someone who doesn't know, like, they're young.
But it's young love.
Adults get catfished and they're just stupid. But when you're a kid, you don't know better, okay? Well,
when you're a kid,
he's a kid.
Well, look, if you ever have a relationship, it's definitely going to be broken up in high school.
No, but
what?
He's spitting facts. He's spitting facts. True. Let me tell you what he's talking about. He's talking about the fact
that
relationships as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
They're not real relationships.
True.
He was dating, quote unquote, some girl, quote unquote, that he met on Snapchat, quote unquote,
it
just
was
for
imaginary.
Safe. You've never met this person. How do you live in the same neighborhood? You've never gone to school. You've never seen them. All of a sudden, they just pop up out of nowhere.
This is obvious to us. We're adults.
Yes.
Not to a sixth grader who's never been in love.
Well, and they created love out of a situation where you've never met somebody. It's not love.
True.
It's almost like a lust. They're good.
Here's something that might change your opinions. I left this out, but when we found the story, there was one thing I left out. The fake girl, she was 13.
So?
Well, everybody's like 13 in the scenario.
A sixth grader would probably be like 11.
Oh, you're saying that she was too old for him to begin with.
He thought he was dating an eighth grader.
They really conned him.
Oh, they got him good. He thought he had an older girlfriend.
But Owen, if one of your friends made a fake account and convinced you were in love with a chick that was imaginary because you're 11 and you don't know any better,
mm-hmm.
I would be upset because I would think your feelings would be hurt. Because you would have thought, you would have like believed in this imaginary girl that didn't exist. And that was your friends, no?
Let me say it again. Mommy doesn't understand.
You know what?
I love it.
I'm on his side. I'm leaning towards not the jerk.
I care too much and this is a joke and I'm taking it too seriously. Owen's saying it's fun. The guys all thought it was funny.
Even Martholomew kind of laughed it off. You know, like, sure, his feelings might have been hurt, but boys and dudes, you gonna keep hurting each other's feelings. It's just kind of how we are. It builds our toughness up a little bit. You feel me?
Uh-huh.
I don't think it's gonna affect him in the grand scheme. I'm leaning towards not the jerk. I'm agreeing with my guy Owen over here.
Okay. Yes, Hudson, quickly. What is your opinion?
No, it's just like how Owen thought it was a funny joke.
Oh, you agree with Mommy?
No.
Hudson's on my side.
This is just me talking about all the funny jokes that you have made.
You know what?
The sense of humor on these kids.
Start walking home, both of you, right now.
Right now.
You're going to tell me I'm not funny. You're going to come in. You're going to not agree with me.
Give me another donut so I'm not cranky.
What kind of cult am I leading over here? I'm a horrible parent.
Give me another donut so I'm not
cranky. Hudson, enough. 414-533-1037. This is the question today. Is Marty the jerk for catfishing Martholomew as a joke?
Mind you, Marty's 11.
But Marty thought he was in love with a 13-year-old. What his friends did was dirty. But Owen says it's a joke, and I'm taking it too seriously.
It's ha-ha. Now you just got to get the friend back. Now you got to convince an actual eighth-grade girl to pretend to like your friend.
True.
And then be like, joke's on you. Ha-ha, that was for Marty.
That's how a romantic comedy movie would end.
Mm-hmm.
He would get the girl in the end, and she would be real.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, we're going to talk to you next. I'm excited.
I think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
So today's Am I the Jerk comes from
middle school.
Literally. As Owen and Hudson are in here today, go ahead and put your headphones on, Owen, and turn those up all the way, and you'll be ready to go.
How do I do that?
I'll help you in a second.
Boy got some Craig Carson headphones on.
Yeah, he does. He's old school.
Inside,
it
baby.
It is an inside joke this morning.
That's my guy.
And turn him up. Okay, so Bartholomew wrote in and wants to know if his friend Marty is a jerk for catfishing him as a joke. Now, this came from middle school, but we've changed the names, and I'll leave it at that. Ryan is calling from West Bend, and Owen, Ryan is a great person to have on the air because he works at a middle school. Good morning, Ryan.
Good morning.
Hey.
What do we think? Because the guys all said that I have no sense of humor, and this is a joke, but I feel bad for Bartholomew, who got catfished. What do you think?
So I think he's a jerk because there's a lot of individuals in middle school that this happens to a lot through Snapchat, and it is wasting resources such as school psychologists and everything like that, and creating self-harm and suicidal thoughts.
I get it, because you fall in love, you're telling your friends I'm in love, and then you're clowned, and it's embarrassing. I don't know why I get so emotional or sensitive thinking about it. Like, you guys were like, no, it's a joke, which is how guys tend to let things roll off. But do they, or are they just supposed to let it roll off?
It's a quote unquote.
Are they internalizing the embarrassment and the hurt?
Well, and something we are seeing, what I feel like Ryan is getting to, is that the fact that our children are more in tune and open about their feelings and willing to talk about it and go, no, I'm hurt.
Yeah.
And then they're going to counselors and talking to resource workers at the schools and going, I got this going on Snapchat. Mm-hmm. And as an adult, we're going, oh my goodness.
Here we go.
But this is the key. These kids' real lives. I'm seeing what you guys are saying. Yeah. Okay.
Well, this is why Owen doesn't have Snapchat.
Touche.
Look.
What?
Who in middle school has Snapchat?
A lot of people. A lot of people.
Ask Mr. Ryan.
Your friends have it. That's why your friends are catfishing each other. So it's a thing, Owen. It's a thing.
I mean, not your friends. Not your friends.
And then it turns into somebody else getting asked to a school dance or that kind of thing, and then getting stood up there, and then it creates more of an issue and embarrassment for them.
Look at that.
Oh, I didn't think about that. They say, I'll come to the dance, and then
point
they never
after point.
Show.
Point after point. Oh, man. Ryan.
Mommy. My friends are random people I found on the internet.
Mr. Ryan, you might be swaying me.
Ryan, thank you for your input. It's important, and he's right. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Bye. All right, let's go to Hannah in Milwaukee this morning. Good morning, Hannah. We're talking about, is Marty the jerk for catfishing his friend as a joke? Middle school problems.
I still think it's a little funny.
And sometimes adult problems, because there is a whole show called Catfish based on adults. So who am I to say it's a middle school
problem?
The
only reason kids know about it is because adults did it. You know?
What do you think, Hannah?
Talk to
us. Hi, Allie and DZ. Hi.
Good morning.
Guys, I remember that show. I was trying to remember what
it's
that show
is still on.
Called.
Catfish is still on.
Yeah.
I was like, what? What does that remind me of? There's a whole adult show about this.
Yep.
And it's now happening with kids. I was shocked when I heard this story. I was like, what? An 11-year-old did this?
I'm not surprised.
Where are they learning this from?
The internet and everyone else.
Like, right.
Yeah. I was like shocked. I'm like, where are the parents in this situation? But anyways, I think Marty is a jerk. Because like the previous caller said, it's like playing with somebody. It's poor Bartholomew. He had to pretend like he thought it was funny because his friends were laughing. He probably didn't want to, you know,
how embarrassing.
Show his friends that he was
that's
hurting.
What I'm saying.
He
right?
just laughed with the group, but he really didn't find it funny at all.
I think it was funny. I would be embarrassed, but
you just joined the club.
Because sixth grade.
Right.
Right?
Yeah. Remember at this age, remember how, like, this is the first time you're really getting, like, boyfriends and girlfriends, and it's that, like, kind of puppy love, but it's super, like, serious and, like, in your mind and in your hearts, and you're just like,
well, it's as real as you've gotten. It's as real as you've gotten in a relationship in sixth grade. Like, that's the most important relationship you've ever been in besides family, right?
Yeah. Seriously.
You mature the mind, and you go, oh, we're in love. Y'all have known each other for 3 weeks.
You don't know anything.
You don't know nothing. You can't spell love half the time.
Forever it's forever in 11th years, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
Owen, what do you think about the fact that everybody's saying it's a jerk move, Owen?
Because
you don't think it's a jerk move still? You still think it's funny? honey. It's okay. Stand your ground. But
everyone who calls into this agrees with my mom, which means they have no comedy.
No. Oh, he's saying funny. Y'all ain't funny.
You know what it is? Parents just don't understand.
Hannah.
But Owen, what call yourself to out? You? Owen, what if it was you, though, Owen? What if it happened to you?
Mm-hmm. What if someone of your friends did that to you and would you pretended? Laugh? Would you laugh? Because I'd be sad.
Duh. Ooh, ooh, I'm 11 years old.
Yeah, you wouldn't care?
I would not care.
That's what he said.
I would not even be in a relationship. I wouldn't want to.
He said I would have rejected the girl anyway because I ain't ready for all that.
My rhetoric has
smart
worked.
Man. Smart man.
My child, I will not be in a relationship. I am running a cult over here.
Hannah doubles up, says yes the jerk, all though. Right.
Thank you, Hannah.
Yeah.
Bye.
Yeah.
Trevor is in Lake Geneva, last but not least. So, Trevor, is it going to be a clean sweep today? Is Marty the jerk for catfishing his friend as a joke?
Trevor, don't say it.
Absolutely.
Ooh, brooms! Sweep!
No!
Ooh, ooh, get the broom out your eyes. It's a sweepy in here.
Yeah, it is. Trevor, why do you say that?
Well, and this actually goes back to personal experience to a good friend of mine that actually got catfished. Mm. And one of our friend's older sister was even involved. So this was a legitimate real girl and everything with pictures and comments and texts over something stupid like, we took something from him or something else, and that's why he wanted revenge on my buddy. He got, like, really emotionally kind of distraught over
messed
it.
Up.
Uh-huh.
Well, he thought that his friend's older sister really liked him, and it was alternative because he didn't want his friend to know that he was talking to his sister when his friend was in it the whole time.
Yikes.
This is why, though, when the end of catfish never ends with them clowning them. It ends with a mental health conversation.
Yep.
Every single episode ends like that, and I appreciate them for doing it that way because usually it's a self-esteem issue.
Mm-hmm.
Now, those are adults, Trevor, and so I feel you, and that's why I'm saying as kids, he's going, it's funny, and I'm like, this is going to lead to stuff, you know.
It's more formative
it's more than
you think.
You think.
It's just, more formative
for sure.
It's
not funny because it's until it's you.
Right.
And somebody's clowning you.
And then all of a sudden you get somebody's older sister involved, a real
that
person, not just a, ooh, that's layers to it.
That's the kind of stuff they do on Catfish, though.
Yep. No, Trevor
it's
brought
creepy.
The broom with right reason. He said, no, I got personal experience. I'm sweeping this mug under the rug.
All right, and on that note, Owen's never getting Snapchat, everybody.
We appreciate your call, Trevor.
Kids Messenger be better.
Facebook Kids Messenger, I'll have it all day because I can read everything you do on there, and that's what I do because I'm nosy.
Can?
I sure do.
Uh-oh.
I can see everything you say to your friends. Hey, we've got Chelsea Handler tickets.
We sure do.
We sure do. Let's do those right now.
You down?
I'm down.
I'm down.
I'm down. Let's give them away. 414.
Can I join too?
You can join too. You cannot win, though. You have to dial 1 before you call our number.
Important, apparently.
I've learned this has actually affected people's ability to call us. 1-414-533-1037. We're giving away Chelsea Handler tickets because she's coming to town this month.
Yup.
Caller 33, you're going to see her. 103.7 KISS FM. Chelsea Handler coming to the Bradley Symphony Orchestra on October 26th. Mm. This month. 17.
Coming up, it'll be here tomorrow.
17
you already
days.
Know.
Yeah, exactly.
Stop paying attention and it's tomorrow.
David is calling from Maguanago this morning. He said, I'm calling with the one in front of it.
Purposeful. Good morning, David.
Hi, David.
Good morning.
We didn't realize the one was so imperative.
It means a lot.
Until one day I tried to call the request line because people told me they were having issues. And I went, why isn't it going through? And I went, it's literally the one.
It's the one.
The one was holding me back.
No pun intended. It's the one.
It's the one. David, speaking
I'll
of
bet
the,
that girl.
You'll bet the girl
I'll bet
what?
That girl said, she said that she knew the secret sauce for getting in.
Ah. He's talking about, yup, last week said somebody,
last week.
I figured out the secret sauce. Maybe it's the one.
He heard that, and he knows that's got to be the secret sauce.
Got to be.
Sorry, I told the whole world. The secret sauce to get into KISS is to dial 1.
It's been very important.
You're
dial
welcome.
1 first.
Well, David, you are caller 33.
Yeah!
Woo-hoo! You're going to see Chelsea Handler at the Bradley Symphony Orchestra on October 26th. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And call your friends, dial 1.
But before you tell us who gave you these tickets, I got to ask, who are you taking with you to the show?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to have to figure that out.
Oh,
I like it.
Open-ended.
A man of mystery. So he's either got plenty of women and he doesn't want to pick one on the air, or he's got lots of kids. He can't pick from.
It can't be Allie. I'll be on dumpster dating.
He said it can't be you. You'll be on dumpster fire.
David, you only end up on dumpster fire dating if you send me a stupid DM that makes no sense. That's the only way, okay?
Taking her to Chelsea Handler? That's nice not a stupid DM.
No, a nice DM's fine. Stupid one gets you on dumpster fire dating, though. Hold on, David. We got to get your info.
All right.
He said, all right.
He's like, now this is awkward.
Now this is awkward, and he's going to try to take you to Chelsea Handler. Guarantee
he's single.
Mark my words. Of course he's single.
We'll have another chance to win these tickets tomorrow at the same time. 103.7 KISS FM.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Well, not sure why he was in Sheboygan. I'm sure somebody will text or call and tell us. But Charles Barkley was spotted in Sheboygan over the weekend. You see that? He was golfing at Whistling Straits. And then he was spotted at 902 on the Avenue, whatever that is in Sheboygan.
Okay. He was out and about on the town, I see.
And you went to Lakeland.
Yeah, because I was going to say, over the weekend, I did see that somebody very famous, a legend, Mr. Barkley, was in Sheboygan. Some of the volleyball team from my alma mater, Lakeland University, met this man, took a picture with this man, and got to post it. Like, that's super cool.
Yeah.
What was he doing in Sheboygan?
I don't know, because I tried to find out, and I didn't see anything. So I'm like, was he just golf? Because Whistling Straits is a very famous course.
It's a very, very, very acclaimed golf course.
They did the U.S. Open there for a reason. I mean, it's not because it's a lame... People come here just to golf.
Oh, yeah. People will go to Sheboygan to golf at Whistling. And there's other famous golf courses in the area, but that's by far, like, one of the ones.
But
that and, like, Erin Hills. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, that's right. Erin Hills. Too. Why? But he was taking pictures with volleyball players, so I'm wondering if they just ran into him or if they were together.
So I'm looking at the post right now from my alma mater and sports page, and it says, when a pregame meal in Sheboygan turns into a photo op with an NBA legend, Charles Barkley met the Muskies. So they were just eating dinner. He happened to be at the same restaurant, and they went, Mr. Barkley, are you Mr. Barkley? And they, of course he went, of course, yeah, that's me.
You know what? He must have been there for homecoming.
That's what it was.
Charles Barkley heard the Muskies were having homecoming.
That's exactly what it was.
Or as they say today, HOCO.
You ain't wrong.
They're changing the damn name. HOCO. Hashtag HOCO.
Pretty soon it's just going to be HOCO. You going to HOCO?
It's going to be HOCO.
You going to
HOCO? It's going to be HO. Homecoming's gonna be ho if we keep up with the shortening.
Mommy,
what?
No,
oh, sorry, my kids are in here. Never mind. Brand new from Olivia Rodrigo. That's Bad Idea, right? 103.7 KISS FM. Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios.
Wepa.
I didn't even mention that up today, officially on our website, it's a trip to go see Doja Cat in Miami.
Oh,
yes.
Ah, yeah.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
You can paint the town red in Miami with Doja Cat.
B, I said what I said.
Ooh, that's a hot ticket.
That's a good ticket. So go to 1037kissfm.com. You can enter to win that trip to see Doja Cat in Miami.
Nice.
Do it for us since we can't win it. Please.
For real, please.
Please.
Somebody got to win it.
Coming up next, my children are here today because they're off for some alleged holiday. We don't call a holiday anymore.
Something like that.
I don't think that's really why they're off anymore. Now they say it's teacher stuff.
Oh.
Right?
Use it as an institute day.
They're comfortable. They're so comfortable they're ignoring us right now.
Are you napping?
Are you alive?
Over there chilling.
Hello? All morning they want to be on the radio, and then all of a sudden now they don't want to be on the radio.
The sugar rush wore off.
It's over.
Yeah.
The Dunkin' Donuts wore off. Coming up next, though, we're going to talk about trick-or-treating. Very serious question. And we're going to involve Owen and Hudson as well.
It's imperative because it actually involves... It's a perfect time for them to have this discussion.
It is. We're weeks away from trick-or-treating. So we're going to talk about it next. I cannot wait. KISS FM. 103.7 KISS FM. Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. Good morning!
Hello. Good morning. Buenos dias.
I got to tell you, DZ. Officially Halloween spooky season, no matter what you say.
Nope. I saw pumpkins everywhere this weekend.
Yeah, no judgment for your spooky display. No judgment for your pumpkin display.
Nope.
We went on a lot of walks because we're dog sitting, me and the kids, and we saw a lot of spooky setups.
Everybody had the fake cobwebs in their bushes,
yes!
All that. Because, yeah, the
yes!
lights going crazy.
We saw all that yesterday, didn't we, Owen?
I actually enjoyed it.
Yeah, the kids are in here today, Owen and Hudson, because they're off and they wanted to come in. And so I wanted to talk about trick-or-treating because DZ, I'm not letting them go alone. They're 10 10 and 12 this year. Owen's about to turn 12.
Wait, what? Wait, hold on. Time out.
I have never let them go alone.
What?
They've always gone with the parents and the kids in the neighborhood. Are we at an age now where I'm supposed to let them go alone?
But you're joking, right?
I'm serious.
Dog, I
go with them.
I started trick-or-treating alone at like 9.
Really?
As soon as my little sister was old enough to walk by herself, I was now the one in charge of taking her around the neighborhood.
Oh, do you want to go trick-or-treating alone?
No.
Well, there you go.
And that's my almost 12-year-old. Why not, though? Why? We loved trick-or-treating alone. I remember doing it too, and it was great.
That was the whole point of trick-or-treating, was going just with your friends.
But I don't remember how old I was at all. You wanted me to come with you, though. Yeah? Do you even care if you trick-or-treat this year?
I want to trick-or-treat.
You do.
I want to eat candy.
The candy, because there is an age too where this year I've said to Owen and Hudson, what about your costumes? Don't you care about costumes, Owen and Hudson? Anything? And they're like, and I'm like, you're only 10 and 12. We can't be at an age where we don't care anymore. Hudson?
I'm trying to find one.
They haven't been able to decide what they want to be yet.
Okay.
Maybe that's part of the problem. Okay. See, but I don't know, man.
Nine.
Because all the costumes for Transformers, they have all made it into my sleep paralysis demons.
Yes.
Do not go on Amazon and search up the Transformers costumes. They are all just...
Well, we know a guy with a Transformers costume. Yeah, it's called Tony and Racine.
We know a guy that can help out.
But we're going to ask, how old when kids can trick-or-treat alone? Hudson, would you go alone trick-or-treating if I let you and your brother go without me through the neighborhood? No? You have to say something. We're on the radio.
No.
Thank you.
I think 10 years old is like the age where you just, all right, you and your friends, you know the block you can stay, you know the neighborhood, but maybe kids aren't going out and about like they used to anymore, man, because to me, I'm thinking like these guys are literally able to go alone. You live in a really, really like tranquil neighborhood.
There is nothing unsafe about my neighborhood.
You feel me?
DZ's been there. They're just fine in the neighborhood.
Yeah, they could go alone.
And he's got a phone. I don't know if you said that.
I didn't say that, but even more ding, 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 ding. This man's got a phone that you have access to. Bruh, y'all should have been trick-or-treating alone.
Yeah. Mm. What do you think, Hudson? Would you go alone?
No.
What?
Really?
I gotta make these kids more independent. I'm just saying.
Hudson doesn't want to go alone because then he can pick a ride in a car back to the house so he doesn't have to walk back to the house.
Hudson tries that every year. He tries to get in the wagon. Somebody's pulling. He tries to get a ride back. Mm. If somebody has to go to the bathroom and we send one of the dads to come get everybody, he likes to jump in the car. No, we're not doing any of that. We're tired this year.
Oh, no. You got to earn your candy.
Yeah, exactly.
You got to earn that candy. You got to get them steps in for that. That's the whole point. You can eat all the candy because you just walked all the miles.
You got to close your rings.
Yeah, you got to close your rings to open the candy bars.
Your problem is what, Hudson?
Like every year we go with like this like big group with like our neighbors like across
the street.
It's great. Yeah.
I love it.
Going to like every house and then like I'm just getting like left behind.
Time to keep up, kid. Time to keep up. We do go with a big group in the neighborhood.
I don't want to do the group anymore.
Hudson?
Well, then
there's something called running.
Called catch up.
Yeah, a little jog, my boy.
I was
supposed to run with all that weight with the candy.
The candy is so heavy. How do you make it through the day? 414-533-1037. We are asking how old when they can trick or treat alone. That's really what we want to know, right?
Yeah, because as young as possible, in my opinion.
You say do it.
Do it. 9, 10 years old. Like I said, as soon as my little sister was walking by herself at 2, when I turned 10, it was over.
Mm.
Oh, that 9, 10 was the age where I was like, okay. And then I never trick or treated with parents again. From like 9 until 19.
Got that? Mommy's going to be drinking seltzers at the neighbors while you guys trick or treat. You got me?
That part.
No.
All right, we're going to take your calls and texts next. You got to dial 1, by the way.
1-414-533-1037.
It does make a difference. A little boo thing. It's a jam right there, let me tell you.
Facts.
We are talking about trick-or-treating on Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. DZ says 9.
Yeah. Young. That's the best part of the experience. You got to get out there solo dolo.
Yeah. My kids don't want to go without me, which is surprising. Weird, almost.
Yeah.
You sure about that, Owen? You sure about that?
I love you too much.
Aww.
Well, that's cute, but just wait until you trick-or-treat that one time by yourself, and you never going to want to trick-or-treat with parents again.
Exactly.
Trust me.
Hudson, too, doesn't he? He's like, leave me alone. Let's go to the phones. Clint is in Oconomowoc this morning. Good morning, Clint. We're talking about how old you have to be to trick-or-treat alone. What do you think?
What's the age?
Hello?
Oh, wait, is this Clint or is this somebody else?
This is somebody else.
Oh, this is not Clint. Hold on.
This ain't Clint.
Wait,
what's
your name?
This is Julie from Oak Creek.
Oh, we lost Clint, but Julie,
that's
welcome.
That's what I was going to say.
Screw it.
Julie, this works out for us.
Fine with me. Julie it is. Julie, Clint hung up and we got you. Here we are.
And you all get right. Your song played. Let's go.
What do you think? How old should you be to trick-or-treat alone?
So I think it purely depends on the neighborhood that they're trick-or-treating in. Our subdivision has like a homeowners association, so we would actually get a block party permit and block off all of the entrances.
Nice. That way the kids.
It was only our subdivision of 98 houses that were allowed in.
Oh, now that's inclusive. That's a whole nother. That's like, don't come here and trick or treat.
And you know I'm hopping the fence to trick or treat at that neighborhood.
What's with your neighborhood, Julie?
Friends of families could certainly come in, but we didn't have to worry about cars driving around because nobody drove around.
Smart.
And so I think my kids were maybe 11 and 12.
I will say cars down our street are an issue on Halloween trick-or-treating. Like those 3 hours, just stay home or get out before we start because it is a mess when somebody tries to drive down those streets with kids everywhere, depending on the neighborhood.
I wasn't thinking about cars.
It's
nightmare. As a kid, you know to look left and right, but there's a lot of kids just crossing and running and going,
You know what, though? You're in Bayview where you have sidewalks and it's separated.
True.
Imagine some of these suburbs
where you
got to
walk
no
on the
sidewalk.
Street.
We're in the street. You know what I mean? We're in the street.
Look, our neighborhood is like, it's like small to a grown-up, but for kids, there's like so many houses, and most of those houses probably don't have people who celebrate Halloween, such as grandmas just coming back from the senior
citizen. Well, grandmas aren't going out from 4 to 7.
No,
they're fine.
Not.
That's true. They should be in bed by 4.
And you shouldn't be complaining about more houses. More houses, more candy.
Yeah.
Duh.
The only problem is grandmas give out apples and things like that.
That also means more cars.
Well, thank you. Like, you know, like the Buick LeSabres.
Yep. With the mint stuck to the good.
But I hope that we find cars that are coming out of their house. So if they leave
all
the candy and they say take 3. Now, you know, we take in the whole bowl.
That's a whole nother topic. Stealing all the candy in the bowl. That's a topic for another day. Julie, thanks for calling.
No problem. Have a good day.
You too. Bye.
Emily's calling from Kenosha this morning. Emily, we're talking about how old you have to be to trick or treat alone. What do you think?
Good morning.
Good morning.
So I'm going to have to agree with Julie. I think it depends on where you live. But me personally, I can't imagine letting my kids go any before 12. Mm. And we live in a really, really safe, small community. We're actually in Kenosha County. I just can't imagine them going before 12. But as long as they want me to go with them, I will absolutely be right with them.
Mm-hmm.
I think once they start going alone, you don't get to see the fun moments anymore. You don't get to see those things as a parent.
Aww. You know what? Let me say something too. DZ just moved and bought a house.
Mm-hmm.
I've met people in the neighborhood. I've actually spent time with people I wouldn't have met trick-or-treating. Like you
really?
Swing by their house and the adults are outside and all of a sudden you're having a conversation with people you wouldn't normally have talked to or met.
Water cooler conversations with the parents.
It brings out the neighborhood. It brings out the people you don't know, and
that
you get
sense.
To know your neighbors a little bit better if you want to.
True.
If you want to. You find out where the fun houses are, that's for sure. Yes, Owen.
I know where the fun house is. Mine.
Because Halloween, it also brings out the not so good.
Ooh,
there is the good, the bad, and then the people who give out raisins on Halloween.
There's the good, the bad, and then raisins.
Didn't you hear I'm giving out nothing but healthy food this year? You didn't hear, Owen? And we're going to tell everybody it's our house. So everyone will know your mom did it. Your mom gave out apples. How do you think that'll go?
You are no longer my mother.
You wish.
Hey,
funny.
I saw your head come out. You're my kid. Trust me. Anyway. All right. So we've decided that it's what? 9, 11, depending on the neighborhood.
Some people say 12. Realistically, if your kids want you to trick or treat with them, I like what Emily said, though. Emily literally just went, you know what? I'm going to go with them. If they want me to trick or treat, I'm going to use that moment because you don't get those moments back.
I'm the same way.
I'm like
going to go with them if they want me. I'm not going to leave them all scared to go through the neighborhood alone.
I'll tell you right now, if it was up to Sammy, our 2-year-old, he'd probably trick or treat by himself now.
Sammy's going to be running the whole. Sammy's not even going to stop.
No.
He's just going to run.
Once he realizes that you walk to different doors and get candy from everybody, it's over.
It's over.
It's over.
Forget it.
Mm-hmm.
Hope you got your running shoes on. DZ, you're going to need them.
Fast AF, boy.
Good luck.
Oh, O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.